they go, Peter? And it's very easy to surround an adversary who's shooting all over the place, like Trump. Very, very easy. They took their time for a response. They didn't issue an official response. It's a signed piece in the Global Times, which you can read as the consensus. It's not directly from the leadership, but it's authorized by the leadership, and it reflects a certain consensus. It may not be all the members of the Politburo following this direction, but most of them. And that's and this is a checkmate, because they knew that the rhetoric was going nowhere, or worse than that, was becoming literally nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that Trump needed something to deviate attention from Russiagate, even though Russiagate has been totally debunked by so many important sources, from Bill Binney to Ray McGovern, everybody. So this story is not flying the U.S. anymore, and U.S. public opinion is not interested in Russiagate anymore. People have been saturated by it for months. So, but at the same time, we have what Robert Mueller is cooking. And this, I would say the Trump brand is very worried about it. According to some echoes that I got from friends in New York that are more or less, let's say, discreet supporters of President Trump. So, okay, so the best diversion is tactic is North Korea. The problem is you're not dealing directly with North Korea. You are dealing indirectly with China. But from the Chinese point of view, you're dealing directly with Beijing. Because anything that happens in the Korean Peninsula, it's right across Chinese borders. So you can imagine people who live in Dongguan across the Yalu River. On the other side of Yalu River is North Korea. And it's a 2.5 train ride from Pyongyang to the Chinese border. I took this trip 7 years ago when I went to North Korea. So obviously, the Chinese Communist Party said, "No, we have to, this thing has to be at least neutralized as it stands." And this piece in the Global Times, in my opinion, did it. There's no question about it.